The gospel reading today, it should be pretty obvious to everybody who our Lord is speaking of. That is himself. He came into this world to obtain for himself a kingdom. And yet at the same time, he is hated. He told us that point blank. And he told us that we're going to be hated too, because they hated him first. So again, this shouldn't be of any surprise to us. So when the citizens say, we don't want you to be king over us, well, look what's going on all over the world right now. We do not want this man to be our king. And yet at the same time, he has called several servants and he has entrusted them with gold pieces. That's you and me. He has given to us a treasure. Gold doesn't even begin to take into account the value of the treasure the Lord has given to us. But the only ones who actually understand the real value of this treasure are the ones who recognize how much they have been forgiven, how much the love of God is at work within them, to understand that this is not something that they earned, deserved, anything else. Obviously, the people that our Lord gave this, that the king gave this money to, they knew that it wasn't theirs. Maybe they thought that they deserved it because they had been friends with this guy or they had been good servants or whatever the case may be. You and I can't say that. Maybe there's somebody like a Saint Therese who never committed a mortal sin and decided from the time she was 3 years old she was going to be a saint. But that's probably not most of us here. Most of us are probably on the other side of the track, as they say. Or from the other side of the track, anyway. Thankfully, God's grace has given us the ability to get over to the side of the track we need to be on. But now we've been entrusted with this gift. Now, we could look at it and say, well, yeah, but he gave me this gold piece, and I just need to be really careful because I don't want to lose it. It seems to me that he gave them the 10 pieces of gold and then said, trade till I come. He didn't say, just do with it what you think to be the best. He said, trade with it. There was a command that was given along with that gold. And so that, again, is something that we need to be able to think about. This gift has been given to you and me, not as a personal gift, not as something to wrap up in a napkin someplace and hide it away and say, well, yeah, I've got it, but, you know, I don't want to do anything with it because I might have less. No, the only way you're going to have more is if you do something with it. And if you don't do anything with it, the little that you've got, you're going to lose. So we have an obligation to do something with this gift that our Lord has given to us. But we have to first recognize the value of the gift. Because if we don't really care too much about him, we're not going to care about what he's given us. Oh, if it was actually a piece of gold, oh my goodness, we might be sitting up at night guarding it. But when it's something that's infinitely more value than gold, many people say, oh, how worthless, how stupid, what a bunch of junk. And so it's our turn now to be able to trade with what God has given to us. To take the gift that has been given and to use it for the good of others and ultimately for the glory of God. If he has given to us however much, he's looking for that in return. And as we see even in the gospel, this man was given one and got 10, and another was given one and got 5. So what they had, they multiplied. That's what God is looking for. Now, again, for each of us, that's going to be done in different ways. I marvel at these people who have personalities that they can just walk up to people and talk to them about things. There's one priest I know who literally will walk up to people in a restaurant and say, "Do you have a scapular on? Well, you should. Here's a brown scapular. Put it on." And I think, my goodness, if I did that, they'd punch me. There was another priest. I mean, literally, this was at one of those, whatever they call them, ministerial meetings. So it was all the ministers from the town, the Protestant ministers and the Catholic priests were there. The Catholic priest from the parish was there. I had never been to one of these things. I walked in the room, and my goodness, if looks could have killed, I would have been dead on the floor. They would not say hello. They would not talk to me. They would pay no attention. And if I said something, they blew it off pretty quickly. But the parish priest was there. And he had them eating out of his hand. And he's telling them all about the Eucharist, and he's telling them all about our Blessed Lady. And when the meeting was over, I said to him, "I don't know how you do this, but keep it up." And they couldn't stand me. I didn't say a word. I simply walked in the room, and they sized me up pretty fast. But I said, "Your personality, they're just soaking it up." So some people have that kind of personality, and if that's you, use it. If that's not the personalities God has given you, then use your personality in the way that does work. What is it that God has given to you? What ability has he given to you? That's what he's going to ask you to use. So he's not asking all of us to do the same thing because he hasn't given us all the same gifts. Use your ability, use your personality, use your talents to be able to glorify God, to be able to help others. Some people, again, can do that by talking to them. Some of us, it's probably going to be more by example than it is by word, because they will see what you're doing, and maybe that's what's going to turn them, because you know that if you tried to talk to them, it probably wouldn't work. For other people, it's going to happen in different ways. So pray about that. What is God asking of you with what it is that he's given to you? Because each one of us, he has given this gift that is infinite. And he's asking us, if we know the value for our own self, ultimately looking at it and being able to say, "This has saved my soul." Wouldn't we want that for others? Don't we want other people to be saved too? How do we do that? So again, using your circumstances and your personality, what is God asking of you? Take that to prayer, because hiding it, burying it, stashing it somewhere, that's not going to sit too well. He's asking that we use it. And while it might be easy to look at it and say, "Oh, well, look what that person's doing," or "Look what this one's doing," don't compare yourself to anybody else. You can look at those things and be able to ask, "Is that something I could do?" But again, look at the saints. We have so many saints, and they have all done so many different things. And they're all saints. So you're going to become a saint the way God wants you to become a saint, not the way somebody else maybe does. So pray about that and see what it is that God wants. Then take the gift that he has given to you and use it. And as you use it, you're not going to lose it. It's going to increase in you, and it is going to bear fruit for others.